Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Here we go on the next round on this beautiful, beautiful Friday fall weather out there. We will get some correction on our video and audio connection here shortly, but we're rolling for you right now on the app and around the globe on our stream right here on this Friday edition of the next round. Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, Rockstar, and Forrester all with you today as we get cranked up and ready to go. Football weekend ahead, but we had some exciting football last night where you had Appalachian State and the folks from Marshall play a really entertaining college football game. And App State pulls it out at the end 31-30. Obviously, we have to start with the gambling impact of it all because that's what everyone was talking about on social media. But aside from that, it was also an entertaining college football game, if you don't pay attention to point spreads. But let's start with the point spread aspect of it all. But it was -7. It was a lock yesterday. App State up 1 going in. Could have easily scored a touchdown at the end. In fact, Marshall wanted them to score a touchdown at the end.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's what they wanted. You could see it on the sideline. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to let them score. It's our only opportunity. We're out of timeouts, or we have one timeout left. So simple math, we're not going to be able to stop the clock. They score even with a conversion. It's still a one-possession game. They would go up 8. We were laying 7. We would have covered. And instead, Nate Noel decides to drop at the 5-yard line. I had a feeling. Look, it was the right play.
It was the right play, man. That's what you got to do.
You got to do. You know, Todd Gurley did it years ago against the Green Bay Packers when he was playing for the Rams. And fantasy owners were so upset with Gurley. And then who was it for the Falcons that couldn't do it? They tried to down at the 1 and they still went in.
It wasn't Gurley, was it?
It might have been Gurley the second time. I guess he didn't want to hear it. It might have been Gurley. But yeah, it was somebody for the Falcons that was supposed to, in that same situation, go down. They went ahead, and they went in. Look, that was a fun game last night. I give Charles Huff a lot of credit. Marshall bouncing back from what was an awful loss to East Carolina, giving up 42 points. And to go into what is a hostile crowd and to hang and have every opportunity to win that game – but Appalachian State found a way to pull it out.
Yeah, our opening moments today being brought to you by the great folks at Mortgage Right. We'll get into more of what's happening tonight in college football and what we saw last night in the National Football League, a costly, costly win for the Carolina Panthers, who are surprisingly 3-0 now, our buddy Matt Rhule up there. Mortgage Right, whether you're a Panther fan in Carolina or whether you're an App State fan in Boone, North Carolina, or whether you're a Rams fan in California, Mortgage Right can get you right for your mortgage.
Yeah, they can send you to the college football home game of your choice this year. All you got to do is go to MortgageRight.com/TNR, MortgageRight.com/TNR, submit a mortgage application. Any application filled out during the month of September is automatically entered into the contest, and the lucky winner will be drawn October 1. So if you want to be that winner, MortgageRight.com/TNR, that's MortgageRight.com/TNR for the next round. Just start an application today. Mortgage Right, NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
Entertaining slate of games tonight that we'll get into throughout. Wake Forest, Virginia, Liberty, and Syracuse highlighting 4 games tonight in college football. But last night in the National Football League, another game that rolled out was Carolina beating the Texans 24-9. And you start off with the fact on what Carolina is before we talk about what they can be. What they are is 3-0. And Matt Rhule has brought Sam Darnold away from the Big Apple, gotten him away from the pressure of the New York media, put him in a system that is more quarterback friendly, surrounded by better talent, and right now it is paying dividends for Sam Darnold.
You know, I saw good and bad Sam Darnold last night. You know, going back to his final year at USC and going into that season, there was such an expectation. He still went number 3 in that draft. But there were a lot of fumbles, and people went back to some of the measurables with small hands, and we saw 2 fumbles last night. You know, they didn't result in turnovers for Carolina because they were able to get back on those, but, you know, those were in Carolina territory, and that could have been the difference in this game, especially if they were playing what I would deem as a quality opponent. Houston is not a quality opponent right now with Davis Mills at quarterback. Davis Mills does seem like a tough kid, though, and he didn't really play bad last night, just doesn't have a lot around him. But Sam Darnold, I thought, was okay last night. You know, the numbers, he went over 300 yards. You know, some easy passes. You can see the mobility. Troy Aikman talked about it on the broadcast. He is best when he's rolling out on the move, better than, you know, when he's in the pocket. He just doesn't seem as comfortable in the pocket. But you mentioned the biggest thing coming out of this, yeah, Carolina gets the win. They've got a relatively easy schedule coming up outside of Dallas next week. But you lose by far your best player in Christian McCaffrey. And there are some reports this hamstring could be the entire year.
Yeah, that I mean, he was in the tent for a long time and then went to the locker room and he's done for that game. And like you said, it could be the whole year indefinitely right now. But also, if I'm a Houston Texans fan, man, what are we doing? I mean, either I guess they can't trade Deshaun Watson, or they would have by now, that they don't have anybody that really wants him.
I think he's untradeable.
And he's obviously unplayable.
Yeah. I mean, he's just – it's a terrible situation for the Texans. They are completely held hostage by this Deshaun situation.
So now I'm playing Davis Mills instead of Deshaun Watson. Davis Mills. I mean, if I'm a Texans fan, man, I want my money back.
Yeah, but this guy just – he hasn't played a lot of football. Who knows? Maybe Davis Mills ends up being a quality starting quarterback in the NFL. You know, mentioned on the show yesterday, this was one of I didn't realize that he was the number one quarterback coming out 4 years.
Right.
Ago in high school. I knew he was a five-star guy that ended up going to Stanford and played for David Shaw, but he could never stay, you know, he was injured almost the entire time, and he just hadn't played a lot of football.
Yep. The McCaffrey thing, though, back to his injury. I mean, that becomes a big part of his resume now, right? Yep. The fact that we talk about
– he missed 13 games last year.
Yeah,
we
talk about Tua Tagovailoa. What is he going to be? Blah, blah, blah.
Well, hurt this week.
Yeah, all these players that are impacted by injuries, you know, it seems like the Watts. You know, we talk about how good that family is. You know, TJ and, you know, they all end up hurt, it seems like, at some point during the course of the year. And now McCaffrey is one of those guys that you love him when he's playing, and he's one of the best when he's out there, but – how often can you count on him to play? Missed 13 games last year, as you said.
Yeah, Brown, you know, I don't know what to say about him because his first three seasons, he didn't miss a game.
Mm-hmm.
So he was completely healthy, played in all 48 of those games, and then last year gets hurt, misses 13 games, and he's already hurt in game three this year.
Yeah.
So do you deem him an injury risk already? Because he did have the durability early on. You just wonder if all of these touches early on in this career, and he had a million touches.
They do ask a lot of him. Yeah, they ask a lot of him.
Yeah.
And I mean, it is a long grind in the NFL in a very physical game. You get hit a lot in this game. So, I don't know that his body is going to allow him to continue to play this way his entire career.
Yeah, as I look in the chat room over here, Jay Price says McCaffrey is out again. Man, he and Barkley can't get through a year. And Brett says McCaffrey didn't get enough of his daddy's genes.
Well, I remember Ed McCaffrey. You know what? It was the night before 9/11. And I think he broke his femur. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I do not remember
that. But McCaffrey was a big, long, lengthy wide receiver, you know, 6'4", 6'5". But I think he broke his femur that night. Broke his leg somehow. I don't know if he was injured throughout his career or not. He seemed like a pretty reliable guy. And this is just unfortunate for Carolina because it seemed like – not that the competition last week was really impressive what they did to the Saints. But, you know, coming up next week on the road against the Cowboys, I thought it was going to be a tremendous matchup until McCaffrey's out. And, you know, Hubbard's going to be a nice backup, a nice compliment to him. But you need McCaffrey. McCaffrey is a guy, the Swiss Army knife, that can do absolutely everything and make Sam Darnold a better quarterback.
Yeah, Horn's a pretty big injury. We'll keep an eye on him as well. In the chat room, Troy says, when you guys have the folks on from Precision Sports again, you need to ask if athletes are overworking themselves. And that's why we're seeing so many injuries happening to certain players.
Well, I made the call to Dr. Michael Patterson at Precision this morning because I wanted to find out about my man Jackson Dart, who had a procedure yesterday with the meniscus.
Done for the year, Lance.
Well, that is a Cowan Equipment poll question we have right now. It's out there. Who's going to be impacted more by a loss this weekend? Tricky game for USC against Oregon State. You can vote Jackson Dart. Derek Stingley Jr., very doubtful, according to Ed Orgeron last night. And without Stingley Jr. last year, Mississippi State passed for, 6,000 yards in that opening game. They get them in Starkville this time, and it looks like Stingley Jr. won't be able to play Mike Leach's offense again. That's a big injury. Or a variety of injuries for Arkansas. You can go vote right now. at Next Round Live on Twitter and our Cowan Equipment poll question, LT.
Hey, if you're having a hard time finding that new plastic on the seat piece of heavy equipment, check out Cowan Equipment's rental fleet hit list for a wide range of well-maintained equipment from their rental fleet for sale now. Visit cowan.com/featured-used-equipment or call them 1-800-239-COWAN. You can always go online, go to cowan.com.
Well, what did he tell you about your boy Dart? Did he tell you?
Yeah. So here was the update. And, you know, the meniscus is tricky because there are different levels and there's different procedures. There's one procedure, it could take 4 to 6 weeks. There's another procedure, it takes a full 3 months. If that is the procedure, the full repair, that means he's going to be done for the entire year. He also pointed out, remember, Mark Ingram had the more minor procedure, tried to return in 2 to 3 weeks, but he struggled.
Mm.
So, you know,
that's,
I guess it depends on the pain tolerance. But, you know, again, watching Jackson Dart, he got hurt on his second possession early in the second quarter last year, played almost 3 full quarters with that meniscus injury and played great.
Yeah, did play great. Going to hate not to see him. I was looking forward to watching that game, part of the late night 9:30 kick, Oregon State, USC. I'll still watch the game and see what USC does at quarterback. Go vote there on who's in a tricky situation. On the show today, Chris Lowe is with us in the very next segment. He'll be with us at 9:25. Then at 9:45, we'll do our first part of the Pick 6 today. That is live and up right now, thanks to our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. You can jump in and do that, of course, today as well. John Parker Wilson talking a little Alabama football with us at 10 o'clock. Peter Burns of the SEC Network, he'll talk a little college football with us and the Ryder Cup, which is underway today. Peter with an interesting story about the Ryder Cup with us at 11 o'clock. And then later in the show, Rockstar's Playhouse rolls in. Right around, it's Playhouse, not Funhouse, right?
Correct. Usually you have to go against your instinct.
Yeah.
You always want to say yeah. Funhouse, so go against your instinct.
But there's a lot of fun in the Playhouse.
There okay. is.
There
so
is.
These
yep.
are good times.
Rockstar's Playhouse. Yeah. And that is coming up at 12:10 later on this afternoon in more of the Buffalo Wild Wings Pick 6. In the chat room, Dunaway's shirt tells me to take Oklahoma. I try to find a T-shirt that is big game weekend, West Virginia, and the very superhero-esque musket-swinging Mountaineer. You ever seen a Mountaineer look that good?
I've never seen a Mountaineer.
I mean, that's debatable whether that's – he's looking good or not. He looks more like...
he's got finely coiffed know. Hair.
Yeah,
coiffed?
I mean, that's the best coiffed? Groomed Mountaineer.
Oh, yeah, you're quaffed. Talking about... His, yeah, yeah. Yeah. There's no way a Mountaineer looks like that.
Yeah, I've never seen a Mountaineer look so well groomed. Now, at my church...
As he's got Matt McConaughey hair.
Well, it looks like he's wearing sandals.
It did look like that.
Well, and he's kind of cut up, too.
Yeah.
He's in shape.
He's a muscular Mountaineer.
Well, I mean, he chops a lot of wood, right?
He's yeah. a Mountaineer man.
Skins a lot of animals.
But I think the look of this Mountaineer tells you why this shirt was on sale when I bought it.
Yeah. Probably, yeah. What'd you get that for?
Didn't sell very well.
What'd you get that for?
Oh, I'm sure it was on the 1999 racket, Fantastics, back in the day.
Okay, you're Fanatics. Not yourself when you Fanatics. Overthink things.
Welcome
so.
To Fantastics.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, it's Fantastics.
I am wondering, though, do you now think about your Friday shirt trying to jinx one of these teams?
Yeah, are you overthinking it or underthinking
it? Are you
it?
Just pulling a shirt out, hey, I'm going to wear this shirt because I'm pulling for this team this weekend?
Well, no, it's a big game, and I did have an OU T-shirt, but it's pretty boring. It's just a, what's their color, crimson?
Crimson and cream.
Yeah, crimson. It's just a crimson shirt with a cream OU on it.
Yeah, I mean, that's navy with yellow.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, it doesn't have a man.
It's got, yeah. I mean, this is more... More yeah, unique.
I mean, I don't know if that guy is hunting beaver, if he's hunting beaver. I mean, I can't tell.
I don't think he's hunting beaver.
Either way.
I think he's bagging them. I mean, if he rolled
I mean, really,
around.
It's Matt McConaughey with a shotgun.
Musket.
Whatever the hell he's got. That doesn't look like a musket either.
It's a millennial Mountaineer. You guys are right in the chat room. VolFan205, you guys talked about the App State fall last night. Yeah, we led the show with that, VolFan205.
Trust me.
And it was a smart thing to do, even though...
It cost me a 2-0 last night.
Yeah. Let's get to what Brown's wearing, though, because we'll give you a Ryder Cup update. Brown's going to keep us updated on that throughout the day.
Is this subtle?
And you're cheering for which team?
I got the U.S., Jimmy.
Yeah, that's a nice fold of folds of honor.
Am I in trouble that I took the Europeans plus 180?
I don't know.
I'm kidding.
I think they're
going to
win.
Kidding.
One
I didn't play that thing. Yeah, I'm not going to watch a swing.
Very understated. Look at the back.
Oh, America.
Wow. That seems like something Dunaway would sport on a lake Saturday.
Yeah, that's exactly the way my underwear looks today, Brown.
I
that's
bet
perfect.
It does. Yeah. I bet it does.
Cheering for the Americans. But we're playing golf already. The Ryder Cup's happening. Give us an update, Brownie, from the Ryder Cup. We'll keep you updated It looks like Justin Thomas and the crew are on the 10th hole, so just starting the back nine.
They are, and they're two down to the Spanish Armada, John Rahm and Sergio Garcia. This was what Vegas Lance said would be the closest match of the day, or the best opportunity for Europe to steal one, and they're right. Dustin Johnson, Colin Morikawa, one up through eight on Paul Casey and Victor Hovland. Brooks Koepka and Daniel Berger, one up through seven on Westwood and Fitzpatrick. And listen to this. Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele, five up through five, which means they've won every hole they've played on McIlroy and Poulter.
Terrible shot there by JT.
Yeah, JT not playing his best golf today, but this is alternating shots, so maybe somebody can bail him out.
Well, it'd have to be Spieth.
Well, because that's his teammate. We will keep you updated on the Ryder Cup as they roll throughout the day, up just nestled between Chicago and Milwaukee on the Great Lakes, Lake Michigan. It's Whistling Straits, correct?
That is correct, Jim.
Beautiful course.
It is. And they did those Wisconsin fans a favor by scheduling Green Bay for the Sunday night game. Yeah, they really did.
So you can go watch the golf and then find a local pub?
You know, because I wonder, there's obviously probably a lot of Badger fans there. I mean, how many of those are going to skip out and then show up late after the Badgers-Notre Dame game, which will be an early 11 o'clock game? But now if you're a Green Bay fan, you don't have to worry about it because that game's not until 7-20 on Sunday night.
How about this weekend? I ran into one of our listeners after the show yesterday, and he stopped me to tell me he downloaded the app, loved the show, yada, yada, yada. And he said, I'm a big Notre Dame fan. And my trip fell through, but we were flying to Chicago, going to Ryder Cup Friday, Notre Dame, Wisconsin at Soldier Field Saturday, and Ryder Cup Sunday. That's a heck of a trip right there.
But it fell through.
It did fall through, unfortunately for him. Yes.
Yeah. Well,
what a good trip it would have been.
One of our sponsors down the
hallway. I was supposed to go to Amsterdam once.
Yeah.
Brother got a divorce and threw everything off, honestly.
Well, that's going to throw everything
off. So selfish. Yeah.
Talked to one of our sponsors who is at Whistling Straits today as well. So a lot of people are up there enjoying that. You can be part of the show today. A lot to get to. The Pepsi Hotline, 205-734-0923, 734-0923. On the Pepsi Hotline, you can make calls. We'll talk to Chris Lowe when we come back and talk more college football with you, getting you ready for the weekend throughout the day. Our friends from HydroLive will be by later on to give LT a new IV bag to get him through a big football weekend. Anytime the Rams have a losable game like they do this weekend against my Buccaneers, he's got an IV up to get ready for the weekend, right?
You know, I felt a little off yesterday. I got to work. I felt great. And I started to feel a little bit off, and I think it was just the seasonal change. My allergies affect me like that. So it happens a couple of times in the fall. It'll happen a couple of times in the spring. So, you know, this is one of the things that it not only hydrates you and prepares you for that long weekend, but also will give you that boost to the immune system.
Okay. I'm opting out of the bag today. I'm going with a B12 shot, just a quick little.
Can I give you a Delta 8 gummy for the air?
No, nope, not for the air. You can give it to me at 12:58.
We are getting after it at noon today.
Oh, absolutely.
Our friends right there at Bud Light, free for all, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do that. All that still to come, and Chris Lowe coming up in our next segment. Quarterback ratings. ESPN has them out. A couple of surprises in that. We'll get to that this hour as well, too. By the way, if you're scoring at home, the number one rated QBR quarterback in the country plays tonight. It's Malik Willis.
How about that?
He has a QBR of 92. That's coming up on the show. Again, you can call it at 734-0923. Our friends at Storm Restoration Roofing want to remind you that you've got to keep that roof in great shape to keep your house in great shape. And Greg Nelson, Greg from Pell City, will tell you, if you haven't had your roof inspected in the last few years, now's the time to get it inspected before old man winter comes in and sets on top of your house. 205-542-3531, 542-3531 for a free, no-cost inspection. You can also look up Greg from Pell City on Facebook and connect with him there. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Insurance companies love this guy, and they offer the best warranty in the industry. So they all work together to make sure you're paying the least amount or your insurance is paying it all, because they work with you that way. Locally owned for over 20 years. Get that roof inspected today with one of the most respected roofing contractors in America. It's Greg from Pell City at Storm Restoration Roofing. Free, no-cost inspection right now. Free, no-cost inspection. 205-542-3531. 542-3531 or Greg from Pell City on Facebook.
Follow Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. You've heard me for years talk about our friends at Bromberg's Jewelers, and we welcome you to stop by and see that great customer service at the Mountain Brook and Summit locations. But we'd also love for you to check out their new online shop. They've got plenty to choose from. Great gifts, big and small. Available online, they've got David Yurman, Tudor watches, select diamond and gemstone jewelry, William Henry, seasonal and favorite giftware items and baby gifts as well. They've even got an online sell section. For more information, Bromberg's.com.
Nothing to do tonight. Want to bet? It's nonstop gaming action at the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. You'll find the latest and greatest games featuring fun bonuses and big jackpots. Wager and win on horse and greyhound races from all over the world. And try your luck on our popular sports parlay promotion. Don't miss your chance to win at the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Located off I-459, exit 31. Must be 21 or older.
All right, guys, I don't know about you, but there is one game I don't ever want to be out of, and that's why I'm glad we have the Alabama Men's Clinic right here in Birmingham. They have treated thousands of Alabama men for ED. There are many different causes, like a heart condition, diabetes, a reaction to medication, or simply low testosterone. The Alabama Men's Clinic staff will find the problem, and some of you will be back in the game the day after your first appointment. You can set up that appointment by calling 205-598-7000 or go to the website alabamamensclinic.com. I know what you're thinking. A lot of guys actually just take a pill, but sometimes that pill doesn't work or it can give you unwanted side effects. Let the pros come up with your game plan. There's no need to wait. Depression, anxiety, a new connection with that special person in your life. It could be all just one important play away. Call 205-598-7000 or get back in the action at alabamamensclinic.com.
Start your day online at nextroundlive.com. Get all the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. And it's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
No one does happy hour like Twin Peaks. Whatever your preference, we have everything from tequila cocktails and an extensive bourbon category to local craft beers and handcrafted whiskey cocktails. And don't forget about that 29-degree man-sized drafts. It's Twin Peaks at the Patton Creek Shopping Centers.
Talladega is home to big campgrounds, big parties, big playoff hopes, and oh yeah, the big one. NASCAR playoffs at Talladega, October 2nd through the 3rd. Get your tickets for the Yellowwood 500 weekend now at TalladegaSuperspeedway.com.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit NextRoundLive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and our entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at NextRoundLive.com and on the Next Round app.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters, it's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Ship happens. Give us a call to get ship started. Call Griffin and Jeff today, 205-605-8101. You can always go online. Go to GetShipStarted.com.
Ship happens to get ship done. Don't ever have an accident. Ship yourself. Don't ever have an accident and ship yourself.
Go to GetShipStarted.com.
Anheuser-Busch wants every experience for you around beer to be a good one. And getting home safely is always a priority. So encourage friends to decide to ride, whether it's by being the designated driver, calling an Uber, or taking public transit. You cannot drive drunk if you don't drive there. This message is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and the Next Round, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Chris Lowe in just a second. And we'll talk to him about everything going on in college football. Part of our show today being brought to you by the great folks at Odie's.
Hey, a great place to hang out all week. And if you love the live music, they'll have it tonight, tomorrow night. Of course, a great place to watch college football as well. You can sit out, enjoy the fall weather on that patio. Ice cold beer buckets full of the Bud Light. It's a Birmingham institution. Go see Will Haver and that great staff and enjoy the incredible food. Rodney Davis cooking up for over 25 years. Award-winning wings, burgers, my personal favorite. Ask for it. Tell them the next round told you to get the Diablo sandwich. Get in this week. Odie's Tavern, Crestline Village.
All right, Chris Lowe. He covers college football for ESPN. He is always kind with his time and joins us on the Pepsi Hotline. I think I saw you with Nick Saban on the Saban Show last night. Am I right about that, Chris?
Yeah, you sure did. Had a chance to spend some time in Tuscaloosa yesterday with Coach and did his show last night. So it's always good to get down. And it's been a while, but always get down to get check out the Tide and sort of get his thoughts on where they are and where they're going. And it's a different team. You know, it really is. I think we're most of us who've watched Alabama are used to seeing Jalen Waddle and Devontae Smith and Najee Harris. Leatherwood up front. I mean, you look at all those Dickerson centers, all those guys are starting now in the NFL. And even Alabama, as well as they recruit, it's hard to just automatically, immediately reload and be just as good. And clearly this team, although I think is one of the best teams in the country, has a ways, I think Nick would tell you that, has a ways to go before they're going to be what everybody wants them to be.
Does Ole Miss, and you know, I know Nick Saban's one of these coaches, he's not going to look ahead. I mean, it's all about Southern Miss this week. But when you've watched Ole Miss these first 3 weeks, and not that they play great competition, do they look like a top 10 team to you?
Well, in my poll last week, that's exactly where I had them was 10. And I know we can't start comparing scores, you know, especially 3 weeks of the season, it doesn't mean anything. But you look at the way Tulane played Oklahoma versus the way Ole Miss just destroyed them. I think that counts for something. You know, I had a chance to go watch Ole Miss scrimmage right before they started the season. It was their last preseason scrimmage, and I remember coming away from that scrimmage thinking a couple things. Number one, I thought the defense would be improved. Not a top, maybe not necessarily an upper-tier SEC defense, but certainly better than they were last year with the new faces, linebacker, the safety, Reese, be available all season. He makes a huge difference. The other thing is they've got guys at playmaking positions, receiver, a couple guys, the running back Ely that just about anybody in the league would want to have. And the third thing is, you know, Corral might be the best quarterback in the country. And if he's not the best, I think he's one of the top three. I mean, he can really throw it. Great presence in the pocket, can move around, can escape, and is absolutely fearless. And to this point, has seemed to cut down his turnovers. Now the true tests are yet to come. So, yeah, I think Ole Miss is the top 10 team. I think you could probably make a case right now that there are four top 10 teams in the league.
Yeah.
Certainly Georgia, Alabama, Ole Miss, maybe Texas A&M. But I think Florida's the top 10 team. The way, even though they lost, the way they played, and really I thought in the second half of that game, last week won the line of scrimmage with Alabama, the way they ran the football. So I think those four and maybe A&M is they've yet to really look like a top 10 team yet, but they certainly have the talent to be one.
Yeah, and that's where I was going to go with you, Chris, is that I came away from the Florida-Alabama game really impressed with Florida, and that really made me rethink the SEC East. Georgia's obviously really good. That win at Clemson, even though Clemson is struggling, still resonates with me. But do you see Florida closer to Georgia than you thought they would be? I know we're weeks away from the cocktail party, but that SEC East seems a lot more interesting now.
Yeah, well, I do. And you know, I've come to never really doubt Dan Mullen when it comes to quarterback play and figuring out what he is, what they are on offense. He's as good as anybody at taking his personnel that year and fitting his plan and what they want to do to that personnel. I don't care who's playing quarterback, what their style is at quarterback. He's as good as it gets. I thought defensively Florida, as I said, in the second half, after they sort of got hit in the mouth by Bama there in the first quarter, really held their own on defense, you know, in that game in the second half. So, yeah, here's what I think. I think the whole league, I say the whole league, the best 6 to 7 teams are probably closer than they have been in a long time. There's been a clear separation the last few years. It's been Bama and everybody else. You sprinkle Georgia in there some. Certainly LSU in 19, which was just a dominant football team. But you had a pretty wide gulf between that team or two and those years and everybody else. See, this year I think there's – I'm going to say this, and you guys will have me back on in December and everybody will start laughing. I'd be pretty surprised if anybody's unbeaten this year in the SEC when it's all said and done. I think everybody's going to have a loss. I think everybody's going to beat up on everybody. And I think even teams like an Arkansas, a Kentucky, maybe Missouri, I mentioned Texas A&M early. See, I think those teams may have a win somewhere along the way. I'm not saying they're going to challenge for the West or the East, but they may have a win somewhere along the way that we don't necessarily see coming that shapes the race. I just think it's going to be that kind of year in the SEC.
Chris Lowe is with us at CLOE ESPN on Twitter. He is on the Pepsi hotline. All right, so here's what I'm thinking about this Texas A&M Arkansas game. I'm fascinated by it to begin with because of what Sam Pittman has been able to do at Arkansas this year. It will get played up as an elimination game in the West. Who needs it more, do you think? Texas A&M or I hate to even mention Arkansas in the West race because I think actually as good as Sam Pittman has done, they'll do well to be bowl eligible. But who has to have this win more Saturday or is it even?
No, I think, I guess technically A&M could lose it
and beat Alabama. Yep.
And still get the championship game. But if they lose it, I have a hard time seeing them navigate their way through the rest of it. Right. To me, that's going to be pretty telling. They're just not very good.
And Arkansas still has Alabama and Georgia. So, I mean, it's more important for Texas A&M.
The Hogs just don't have the personnel, I don't think, to go through the season with only one or two losses. But you're right. I mean, Sam Pittman, and I think to go Barry Odom in there as defensive coordinator, Kendall Briles, they've done about as good a coaching job from where they found that program last year. And remember, they did it in a COVID year. And they didn't win a whole lot of games. Boy, they were competitive. I think the Auburn game was a couple of games they should have won and sort of got screwed. But the way they play and how physical they are, how well coached they look to this point, he's done about as good a job as anybody. And you know, it's a reminder that all fan bases, when you go through a coach search, you know, they want Urban Meyer and they want Nick Saban and they want Bob Stoops. Well, sometimes when you get a guy like a Pittman who fits that school, who fits that environment, who can recruit, who likes to recruit, and is secure enough that he can surround himself with really good coaches, like a Barry Odom who's been a head coach before, sometimes those guys work better or fit better than someone who's been an established head coach and has had a lot of success.
Although it's the most difficult game or one of the most difficult games on the board for me, LSU Mississippi State, I think it's an easier answer that Brown just asked. I would assume this game much more important for Orgeron than Leach after Leach went 6-23 through the air against LSU last year.
I don't have a good feel for the Tigers, or as Coach Orgeron would say, the Tigers this year. Their schedule is brutal. They've already got the loss at UCLA. It may be a struggle for LSU to get to 7-5 this year. I just haven't seen enough of them or from them that would, against that schedule, that would make me say that they could be a really good football team at this point. And they may get better. And I think it's probably unfair to assess any quarterback, Max Johnson or anybody who's starting for the first time after just three games. Same with Bryce Young. I mean, everybody's know Bryce Young. I was with Nick last night. He should have run more. He should have done this. Well, he's only played three football games. And remember, that game for Bryce Young was on the road. I mean, he had never, as a collegiate player, experienced – I know he was a backup last year – but experienced a situation where there were fans in the stands. You know, you couldn't hear the snap count. You couldn't hear yourself think. So I think it's hard to assess, especially first-year quarterbacks, after just three games. But now I think LSU loses this game. I think they're going to probably be looking at about a 500 season.
Mm. Chris, more likely, tell me this. Which upset would surprise you the most this weekend? West Virginia beating Oklahoma, North Carolina State beating Clemson, or Wisconsin beating Notre Dame? Which one would surprise you the most?
Probably the first one, probably West Virginia. I think Clemson's too good, too talented. They're going to get it going at some point. It's not like they've been bad on defense. They've been really good on defense. It's the quarterback and offense that's the issue. So I would probably say West Virginia. But, you know, just like I said with the SEC, I think college football in general, there's a balance, there's a parity. I think you're going to see some games that you look up after the game's over and you go, whoa, I didn't see that coming. We've already almost seen a few of those, and we have seen a few of those. I mean, who saw Oregon going to Ohio State and win? I surely didn't predict that. And I think you're going to see some more of that. See, I wonder this, guys. I wonder, coming off of COVID year, last year was so hard for everybody, the players, the coaches, the training staffs. It was just a grueling year. And you come off that year, and remember, recruiting was different. Everything was different as you come into this year. Now, it's refreshing to be able to go into stadiums and see environments like we're used to seeing in college football. But I still think there's a little bit of an after effect on all the teams coming out of last year. And maybe that explains a little bit, maybe more of the balance, that more of the quote-unquote blue-blood teams don't look like they're as dominant. And I think you're going to see that maybe continue to play out a little bit this year. As we get, though, towards November, I still think you're going to see the cream rise to the top. And for all the talk about, you know, expanding the playoff or this team or this conference, maybe this is their year, I still think it's the usual suspects that will be playing the playoff in some form or fashion.
All right, he is Chris Lowe, ESPN, at C. Lowe ESPN on Twitter. Read him there, see him on ESPN, and follow him on Twitter, at C. Lowe ESPN. Chris, thank you for the time. Have a great weekend.
You bet, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. Chris Lowe with us on the Pepsi Hotline.
So I left the seat warm for him on the Thursday night Hey Coach show. Chris Lowe followed me up. I was there last week.
I had to try to save it.
Yeah, so the football intelligence went way up this week with Chris Lowe. Hey, my friends at the Alabama Men's Clinic, I'm going to ask you guys the same question, though, here in a second that I just asked him about which upset would surprise you the most. Alabama Men's Clinic wants to take the surprise out of your bedroom. If you're having trouble in the bedroom these days, they can deliver a win every time. If you're struggling with ED right now, it could be simply as a low testosterone problem. Maybe you got a heart condition, a problem with diabetes, something like that, a reaction to medication, whatever the problem, the Alabama Men's Clinic staff will find the answer. And some of you will be back in the game the day after your first appointment at the Alabama Men's Clinic. Set up that appointment by calling 205-598-7000, 205-598-7000, or go to the website alabamamensclinic.com, and they will find the solution for you. Whatever that solution is, they will find it for you. Let the pros come up with your game plan. And listen, if you're struggling with ED, you may also be struggling with depression, anxiety. Maybe you need to be reconnected with that special person in your life. All that can happen. And you can get rid of all the bad and bring in nothing but the good with my friends at the Alabama Men's Clinic, 205-598-7000 or alabamamensclinic.com. So rank for me the one that would surprise you the most and the one that would surprise you the least out of these three games. Upsets of West Virginia beating Oklahoma, NC State beating Clemson, Wisconsin beating Notre Dame. Which one would surprise you the most? Which one would surprise you the least?
Okay, the least is going to be Wisconsin. They're almost a touchdown favorite.
Yeah, they're a favorite.
Notre Dame.
You mean Notre Dame over Wisconsin?
Okay, either way, Notre Dame over Wisconsin. Notre Dame is the 12th ranked team in the country. Yeah. So, you know, taking gambling away from it sometimes. 18th Wisconsin, 12th Notre Dame.
I do.
You see that as an
upset.
I fully
expect now with this offensive line for Notre Dame struggling, their inability to run the football consistently, I think Wisconsin's defense will completely shut down that offense. Now, you never know what Graham Mertz is going to do. That's a scary thing. But to me, that's the least. The most, by far, is whatever that Mountaineer is on your shirt, West Virginia knocking off Oklahoma. I don't believe West Virginia going into this game believes they can win that game. And again, watching West Virginia in the second half, I thought they were a better team than they played on Saturday. But Oklahoma's going to get this thing figured out. And I think this is the week that Spencer Rattler really bust out against that West Virginia defense.
So do you agree with that West Virginia beating Oklahoma would surprise you less than NC State upsetting Clemson?
No, because I've seen Clemson. They have no offense. And now,
NC State believes they can win that game.
I think they do.
Yeah, with that defense, they can attack. They can attack DJ, and I think they believe going into that game, we're going to win this game.
I mean, I got no offense, and now I got to go on the road in what is a hostile environment in ACC terms. I mean, I don't know Carter Finley Stadium, what even it holds anymore, 60,000 probably?
Maybe.
But in ACC terms, it's probably a tough place to go play.
They got some metal bleachers there.
Yeah, they got metal bleachers. They'll bang on those. Tough place you'll go play. So I could see that one. I would probably be most surprised by West Virginia, though Nebraska played Oklahoma within a score last week. So if Nebraska can do that, West Virginia can do it.
Yeah, to me, the biggest factor for the national picture when we're talking about playoff implications, it would be West Virginia knocking off Oklahoma. If that happens, the Big 12, we already know the Pac-12 is a mess.
Yeah.
Big 12 is going to become a major mess.
Okay. But you're not saying the Big 12 is done at that point, right? We got to have four teams in the playoffs.
I get that. Yeah. But
if you keep saying everybody's done when we have these upsets,
we're not gonna have a playoff.
And it's 2007 again, how many times back then do we keep saying people
already
done? Nobody yet. Okay. I was just saying.
I'm saying, though, if Oklahoma loses this game, I don't think it's going to be their only loss this year.
We did have some people dead and buried one week, but that was just specific teams. That wasn't a conference. We did not dead and bury a conference, did we?
Okay. I think we dead and buried Miami.
Oh, they are dead
and
buried.
And that was...
Yeah, we were not.
They're in China now.
It felt like we dead and buried the Pac-12 because we just assumed there was no way Oregon was going to beat Ohio State, and they did, and they kept the Pac-12 alive.
I still have a feeling the Pac-12 is dead and buried, though.
Yeah, we'll see. As Oregon, they get the cupcake that has become Arizona this week. If you're heading to a game, our friends at the Pants Store want you to look fantastic. Game day polos from Cutter and Buck, Antigua, Taylor and Mick, and those game day hats there that'll make you looking fantastic. The ladies, they've got the fashion for the lady in your life as well. The smocked waist shorts, the skirts, the skorts, the booties, the bodysuits, and a huge variety of game day tops. And all the stadiums right now require those clear purses, and the Pants Store has a huge variety of those as well. All this can be found whether you're dressing for the guys or dressing for the ladies or need a Yeti cooler or whatever. It's all at the Pants Store. Five locations in Crestline, Leeds, Trussville, Tuscaloosa, or in Huntsville. Or you can find them online anywhere you watch The Next Round at PantsStore.com, PantsStore.com. We jump into the Pick 6, NextRoundLive.com for that, and discuss some of those games next on The Next Round.
Follow The Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
Banking isn't just about your money. It's about you. It's about getting help with what you need when you need it. AmFirst was founded for members just like you, and they've been putting those members first since 1936. Putting you first means services that grow and change with the times to serve you better. Now, every bank has their own app, but that's just it. It's theirs, not yours. The AmFirst app was made for you, so it's easy to pay bills, deposit checks, or transfer money to friends and family from anywhere. You can even customize the app, which means you can personalize your dashboard, create usage alerts, and redeem points for rewards that will make you feel like the number one priority you are. And you can do it all on your own time. So what are you waiting for? Get the app made for you from AmFirst. Visit any AmFirst location or amfirst.org today. That's amfirst.org, America's first federal credit union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Stop by the New York Butcher Shop and pick up the finest in certified Angus prime beef steaks and burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, and all-natural chicken cut to order just for you. Their chef-prepared entrees and side dishes are the perfect dinner-to-go choice for your family and are ready to heat at home. With a great selection of fine wines and desserts, the New York Butcher Shop is your one-stop dinner shop. Two locations to serve you, Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone, the New York Butcher Shop. Rare quality, well-done service. If you're looking for a fun golf atmosphere that is laid back with a peaceful environment, the Meadows Golf Course in Harpersville, right off of Highway 280, is perfect for you. Just a short drive from Birmingham, this 18-hole, 200-acre track with rolling fairways and ample greens is the definition of peacefulness of the country just miles from the city. Enjoy a great lunch before your round and a cocktail on the wraparound porch after 18. Come see us today, the Meadows Golf Course in Harpersville, right off of Highway 280.
Drunk driving prevention is a priority at Anheuser-Busch. You can't drive drunk if you don't drive there. Encourage friends to join in the pledge to Decide to Ride on DecideToRide.com. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and The Next Round. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at HydroLive Therapy. Boost your immune system today with HydroLive Therapy. IV therapy, B12 injections, cryotherapy, and compression therapy all under one roof. Mention Next Round at checkout. Save 20% off any service at the Birmingham and Tuscaloosa locations. If you're unable to make it to HydroLive, a nurse can actually come to your home or office. You can visit them online today, HydroLiveTherapy.com. HydroLive Therapy open 7 days a week, Homewood 9 to 6 in Tuscaloosa. Tuscaloosa 10 to 6.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Birmingham store. Getting the whole family into comfortable shoes can be an incredible feat, but not at New Balance Birmingham. We have the largest selection and inventory of any specialty shoe store, and our fit specialists will match your feet with the perfect New Balance shoe. Come see us at the New Balance Birmingham store, located on Highway 280 next to Chick-fil-A. Experience the difference a custom fit makes today at New Balance Birmingham.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com. That's nextroundlive.com. Did you know 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer? September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and the expert urologists at Urology Centers of Alabama are leading the way in diagnosing and treating men with prostate cancer. Early detection is the key to survival. Guys, if you're over 50, it's time to have your PSA levels checked. It only requires a simple blood test and physical exam. With 13 convenient locations, making an appointment is a no-brainer. Visit UrologyCentersAlabama.com or call 205-930-0920.
You'll have to see it to believe it.
Oh, dang.
Whoever said that must have been talking about Talladega. With the promise of the big one around every turn and a party around every inch of the campground, it's a tradition like no other. At a track like no other.
A photo finish!
And after it's all over, you still won't believe it ever happened. NASCAR Playoffs at Talladega, October 2nd through the 3rd.
Man, that was wild.
Get your tickets for the Yellowwood 500 weekend now at TalladegaSuperspeedway.com.
Back with you on the next round. A rock star loves Fridays because there's a lot. We always have a lot going on here on Fridays.
It can only be described as chaos.
Chaos.
Sensory overload for you, my friend.
Yeah. I'm drinking a drink today from our friends at HydroLive.
Helios.
It's Helios. I was going to let you say it first.
I want you to get a hold of one of these Delta 8s. Just let me give you one.
Not
Let's
on
just
the
see
air.
How the show goes.
Not on the air. I'm going to enjoy this and get a B12 shot. You're about to get a bag, an IV bag. Get ready for a football weekend from our friends at HydroLife.
Yeah, today I'm getting the High C cocktail. It's vitamin C. Will help reduce stress. Plays an essential role in collagen growth. It's an antioxidant property. It's also been shown to help protect and fight UV damage on your skin. Vitamin C, terrific antiviral agent, supporting its use to boost immunity, help combat illnesses like the common cold. Here's what you need to do. Mention Next Round at checkout. Save 20% off any service at the Birmingham and Tuscaloosa locations. IV therapy, B12 injections, cryotherapy, compression therapy, and CBD products all under one roof. Remember, mention Next Round at checkout. Get 20% off. And don't forget about the Delta 8 gummies. They can help relieve pain. Those with chronic pain can find relief. It can relax you all weekend long. You'll love them.
And they have that at HydroLive as well. And, you know, it's a lot of words there, but we had a couple of friends last football weekend that a little overserved. And HydroLive is a great place to go to get a bag. That's a great bounce back from a night of being overserved.
Well,
right?
We had some friends. I mean, look, complete transparency here. We had some friends that were in Nashville last night. They came back to HydroLive. One of them got a bag yesterday, and he's back in our green room getting another bag today.
Oh. Wow.
That's what you call a hard charger. I've never done back-to-back bags.
Or as I call it, a two-bagger.
Look, Sally has brought me a blanket.
She has brought you a blanket.
This is old school. This is about to be, you guys are about to that watch us on YouTube and all of our platforms, Twitch, Facebook Live, and Twitter. You're about to see what I like to call Game of Thrones, Lance. Put that thing on.
Well, I will tell you, look, I love getting these bags. I mean, I feel so great afterwards for days, but one of the feelings you will get is you get a little it's cold. I mean, it's like having the AC on you.
Yeah,
so it's part of it.
So he's about to put his Game of Thrones blanket on. Meanwhile, let's bounce to our friend Brett, who is somewhere in America today. Brett, welcome to the show, man. How are you? Brett, are you there? Did I do something wrong, Brown?
I don't think you punched him up.
I'm running the phones here today.
You clicked on the wrong button. Hey, Brett, how are you?
Hey!
How many times do we have to go through this in pregame, Jim? How many times are we going to go through this?
So is it the one on the right?
Yes.
This
the
one right
same
here?
One you were clicking before the show that okay. puts people on the air.
Clicked on the wrong one, Brett. He let me try it today because there will be a time that Brown is on vacation and I'll have to run the phones. This was my first practice, Brett, and I failed.
Brett, have you ever seen a team they want to get the backup quarterback some snaps with the ones?
That's right.
And they bring him in and he either fumbles the first snap or immediately throws a pick. That's what Dunaway just did.
Jim, I'll excuse you this time.
Yep. Okay. You know who I was not right there? I was not the great Jackson Dart who came in off the bench and won LT's heart.
you're more Davis Mills.
I'm a Texan.
I'm actually not far from NC State campus, and later on this afternoon and tonight I will be about three blocks from Coastal Carolina.
Oh, wow. So you're seeing some good football this weekend in your travels. Which game interests you the most this weekend, Brett? Of all the games on the slate, which one has your attention?
Wisconsin and Notre Dame, but to go back to your question before break, it's not going to surprise me whatsoever if NC State beats Clemson.
No, not at all.
And it would totally blow me away if West Virginia beat Oklahoma. However, Neil Brown's going to have those guys ready to play, and I played West Virginia to keep it within the number. I think they can keep it within about 10.
Okay, I just want to point out, and West Virginia's got a pretty good history, right? I mean, you guys are doing that. It's not Oklahoma.
Yes.
West Virginia has played top five teams on the road 25 times. You know what their record is? And those 25 games on the road against top fives in the illustrious West Virginia football
history.
So
we've got 25 on the road against top fives. I would say they're 5-20.
I'd say they're probably 3-22.
Dunaway?
5-20, 3-22. I'm going to say they're better than that. I'm going to say they're
10-15?
10-15.
They're 0-25.
They've never won a road game against a top five,
and it's not going to happen again
five. That is probably.
I didn't say they would win. I just said I played them to keep it within the number.
Okay.
So with the great, they just didn't play anybody with Pat White at quarterback?
Apparently not on the road.
Jeez. You would have thought, though, when they were in the Big East then with Miami, you would have thought that they would have played one of those games, right?
Well, yeah.
Apparently didn't win outside of Morgantown.
Yeah.
LT, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
If you can, and it doesn't have to be today, can you explain to us regular people what the money line means and how you would bet it or not bet it or play it or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Brad. Absolutely.
So money line, and it's really more played in baseball, but in football, it's just if you've got, we won't even use Oklahoma. Let's use Clemson.
All right, Clemson's playing NC State this week.
And Clemson is -9, -9.5.
Right.
They're probably on a money line. You're laying $600 or $700. So you've got to put $600 or $700 down to win $100 on Clemson. Now, on the other side, you're probably catching 5-1 if you play NC State straight up. So instead of catching the points, you could just play NC State on the money line and – you know, bet $100, you're going to win $500.
So basically, it's a way for you to bet on a team to win or lose without taking the point spread into account. The point spread's factored into the odds, basically, that you're betting on.
Right, but if I'm going to play West Virginia, I mean, what are the chances they play that game 20 times, they might win
19,
one time?
Yeah, 19 out of 20.
But they have a good chance of covering the 16.5.
That's right, yeah. So it's if you really think there's going to be an upset, it's a lot of great value in doing that.
Yeah.
Then all they got to do is win it.
It seems pretty stupid to play Clemson on the money line this weekend.
You wouldn't do that.
If you bet all your money and then they lose to NC State.
I'll tell you what some people do, though, Dunaway. Some people will play these 15-team parlays. And, you know, depending on where you get it. I remember it used to be universal. A 10-team parlay would pay 150-1. But sometimes people will just throw in a major favorite on a money line just to make it part of that 15-team parlay. if that makes any sense.
Makes sense to me. Makes sense to me. You know what we've gotten way too comfortable with is just...
Lance getting an IV on camera.
Beautiful blondes walking in here and sticking LT with a needle and nobody paying attention.
I mean, we're literally... one of our co-hosts is just is getting an IV.
Well, I heard so like, relax your hand.
One of our co-hosts is getting an IV and we're just not even flummoxed by it. I mean, we just keep doing the show.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the weirdest
gotta
thing.
Gotta get his hit, man.
This is Nurse Sally, by the way. If you ever see her bounce around our social media, she's around Lance a lot with IV bags.
Sally, my wife just my wife just texted me and said, Sally with a swing and a miss.
I don't know what happened.
So I'm just
like,
okay. She's a nurse.
Great.
Just get over it.
We're not going to blow a vein here, are we?
You never know. That'll be good for the TV.
Yeah.
Right. So Forrester, if he blows a vein, can we go to the single shot?
if it starts hitting me in the face, I'm going to need a bag in here.
Yeah, you might need more than that.
One to throw up in. So there we go. So Sally 0 for 1 today. We'll see if she...
I've got good veins too, don't I, Sally?
Yeah, but that one just...
That was a wiggler.
Yeah.
Dave says the minute the show gets colonoscopy sponsors, he's going back to the app. Audio only.
Audio only.
Yeah.
All right. Top of the hour. That. John Parker Wilson is up next. Hydra Live's in studio. Sally's hands are shaking now.
Don't offend her, Dunaway.
I can't watch that. That's so hard. Back in a moment.
Follow LT on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor.